country Australia, and I certainly love our little piece of paradise at Caves Beach. And most of you know me, I do enjoy the sports. I love the passion that Australians have at sport, although I fell asleep. Did we lose the tennis last night? What happened last night? Kyrgios won, did he? Okay. And what about the other, what's the other Australian guy? He was on the other channel. He must have lost. Yeah, Milman. He lost as well. There you go. I do like my sport. I do like the passion around our nation, around sporting things. I think my favourite was probably the Sydney Olympics. Did anyone go to the Sydney Olympics? Yeah, a few of you. The atmosphere and the passion and the national pride around that Sydney Olympics was amazing down at Homebush. And when you go to Homebush, they had the Olympic Stadium. Then they had the tennis and the hockey. Everything was there. And it was quite amazing. I played hockey for a lot of years of my life. So Dad and I went and watched the hockey. And there's a couple of empty seats next to us. And I don't know if you know Todd Woodbridge and Mark Woodford. They came and sat next to us and watched the hockey with us and chatted to us. And it was really, really special time. And it got even more special because we're halfway through the hockey and Samantha rings up and goes, I might be having contractions. I don't know. It was our first child. She didn't really know what was going on. She said, watch the end of the game and then come. So Dad and I stayed to the end of the hockey and jumped on the train and got home. And I still had 6 hours to wait before she was born. I could have stayed at the Olympics longer. But I do enjoy that passion around sport and passion around our nation. Lots of movies, aren't there, made about people's passion for their nation and national pride. This one, who's seen that one? Braver, you know. They will take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom, right? You know, passionate movies. Because the movie industry's based in America, right? So there's lots of movies you could think about where America saves the day. Armageddon, Independence Day. There's a whole lot of movies, isn't there, where America saves the day. And sometimes we get a little look in at those movies. We love that passionate. So I love passionate Australians, people that are passionate about their nation. And I guess we're going to be passionate about more serious things. Anyone been to Gallipoli? Anyone been there? Yeah, it must be quite a moving place there, I would think, to go there. And you can be passionate about, I guess, more important things than sport, things like wars and those sort of things. And I think there's nothing wrong with being passionate about your nation. Nothing wrong at all. I mean, this is where God's placed us for this time, this season. We do have to remember a couple of things. Nations come and nations go, and even world superpowers who think they're the big thing, they've come and they've gone over history, haven't they? I mean, the Greeks, the Romans, the Persians, all these people thought, the Assyrians, they thought they were the nation forever. They were the nation that was going to last. But nations come and nations go. But there's nothing wrong with a bit of national pride. And I certainly have a bit of that sense of just that real proud of our nation and a good place to live. Jesus, in fact, wept over Jerusalem. Over that area of Jerusalem, wept over Jerusalem. But one of the problems is when people tie their identity to things that are only temporary in this place. When people, when they think that, look, everything that I am is tied to the here and now, where I am, and that I'm an Australian, that's who I am. Now, is there any dual citizens here? Yeah, okay, so you've got English and Australian. What else? What have you got? Same, English and Australian. What have you got? Canadian. There you go. Your dad's Canadian. Okay, there you go. All right. What's he got? Austrian. And Australian or just Austrian? Austrian and Australian. Well done. Oh, very good. So we've got a bit of difference. What do you got? England, Australia. So lots of England, Australia, dual citizens. I'm actually a dual citizen as well. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. Now, the Apostle Paul, in that passage that Rihanna just read, was pretty passionate about his citizenship, pretty passionate about his nation, pretty passionate of who he's a citizen of. And so passionate, in fact, that it drove him to tears, we're going to see. Now, this week, going back to school, there might be a few tears. I don't know if we've got anyone in our church with someone starting kindergarten. Anyone? What about grandkids? We've got some grandkids. Yeah, Vicky's got a grandchild starting kindergarten. So it might be, I've shown this before. Glenda, have you got one starting kindergarten there? Yep. Hopefully it's not like Rebecca. I love that photo. It's been one of my favourite photos. And in fact, after that, she went off and she was fine. Whereas I cried, I think it can't be true. My mum reckons I cried for 6 months. So you did all right for one day. But a few tears. Well, the Apostle Paul starts to talk about his citizenship and he gets pretty passionate. In fact, this is what he says, "For as I've often told you before and now again, even with what?" He's so passionate about this that it's welling up tears in him when he talks about his citizenship, his home. But he's not talking about his home as we might think. We are citizens of, here's my dual citizenship. Because of Jesus, we are citizens of what? Heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. So this is me, I'm a dual citizen, I'm a citizen of Australia, but ultimately I'm a citizen of heaven. Now, I've had in my office out this little rope that the kids are playing with. I've used this before a few times, but I've had it in my office for a couple of weeks, and I thought it was very relevant for today. And if you don't remember what this is, or if you're new, this is what I call my eternity rope. And I like this little rope because it's a great reminder when I have it around my office of what really counts. And so this little red bit here, this represents your life here in this temporary world. That's it. And what we do is we invest so much effort and time in something that goes from here to here. I could mark it with a little pen there. And we invest everything we've got and our energy and our time and our money and our effort. And we try and find our joy in something that goes from there to there. And that's it. And this is what's to come. This is what's to come. And this. And this. And this. Now, eventually this rope does finish, but it doesn't actually finish in heaven, does it? And so the Apostle Paul here is wanting people to get this idea. He's wanting to get people that, yes, you might be a citizen of Australia. It's okay to be passionate about the here and now. But he's trying to get this idea that you're a citizen of heaven and to be more concerned about heavenly things than you are about things that don't last. Stop investing so much in a stuff that does not last. And in some ways, I think it's hard for us in the beauty of Kay's Beach, because as I said, I'm sitting on a beach this week, and I feel like I'm halfway to heaven. Some of the worries of the world start to wash away, don't they, as you're diving under the waves and enjoying it? But the Apostle Paul was writing this letter. You know where he was when he was writing this letter? Who knows? He's in prison. So he knows he was in a place of difficulty, and he's writing to this church that was facing difficulty, and he tells them, don't be so passionate about things that aren't going to last. Instead, let's get excited about what's to come. And this is how he talks about it. He starts, first of all, in verse 12. His focus is looking ahead. He's looking ahead to the heavenly picture. That's where his focus is. Now, at the start of chapter 3, which we didn't read, the Apostle Paul goes and lists, if you're talking about, you know, good religion, he's got all the religious things. He says, he's a Jew and he's from a really good family line of Jews. He's a Pharisee. He obeys the law. He's got all these good things that says, as far as religion goes, he's a really good person. But then he says he counts them all as, verse 8, worthless and garbage compared to knowing Jesus. You see that? We're not about religion, right? We're about a relationship with the living God. And the Apostle Paul says, I've got all this good religious stuff, but it's all garbage. It's worth nothing. What really counts is knowing Jesus. And it's then that he moves on to these verses that we're talking about, where he talks about looking forward. So have a look if you've got your Bibles, verse 12 to 14. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus is calling us. So that's where he kicks off this section by saying, let's not look back at all some of the struggles of this life. He says, everything we do should be looking forward to Jesus coming again, right? Everything you're doing, every decision you make, every time you're spending money, and I've got to keep reminding myself of this as well, every decision you make, every relationship you enter into, everything should be with an eye to looking forward to your citizenship is in heaven. Right? We've got eternity. We're not wasting everything on this little bit when this is the bit that lasts, all right? And the Apostle Paul is so passionate that you look forward to what is coming and it influences how you live right now. And that's where in verse 18 he says it with tears. He thinks it's so important that he's in tears, that there's some that are against the church and they're not going to heaven. And he's in tears about that. And then he comes to this place where he talks. We read the first part of it before. But here's verse 20 and 21. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. And this is the hope that he has looking forward. Our citizenship is in heaven. Transform our lowly bodies. Who's got a few aches and pains in their body? A few of you? Yeah, I've got a few aches and pains. All of us have sat with friends, family that have been sick, ill. As we said, this week we've had two funerals. But we're looking forward that Jesus is returning, and the bit that's going to last is the bit where it's all going to be perfect. Amen? And so what God says and what the Apostle Paul writes to the church, don't waste so much energy on things that don't last. Spend, invest, pour your whole life into the kingdom of heaven. That's your real home. A lot of us love our homes. We've done home renovations. It's good to invest a bit of things in that you can share with others. Nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, that home one day is going to be no more, isn't it? That home that we're all of us, like me, spending money on, investing, it's not going to last forever. Your home is heaven. Start investing in things that are going to last forever. The temporary now is not the most important. Well, for us as a church, we need to remember that this is only the temporary world. We should be passionate about our nation. We should pray for our nation. We should be excited for the freedoms we enjoy. We should enjoy God's good creation. We don't have to run away from it. We should go out today, and hopefully you will go out today, and enjoy the beauty of Australia and give thanks. But we remember this is not our home, right? This is just the temporary world, and we stop making decisions based on that. I was at the ACES meeting, the SRE meeting last Wednesday night, and it was kind of sad to think that there's schools, even in our own area at Mark's Point, where we can't find one person in all the churches to teach SRE. And I kind of think, well, there's something not right there, isn't there? When the school says, come and talk to us about Jesus, and all our churches, we can't find one person that wants to go and talk to them about Jesus. And I think, wow, we're not really living as citizens of heaven, are we, in that case? I think about all the money that even I spend on things, and then think, there's things in the church we can't afford to do. And I think, well, am I living as a citizen of heaven when I'm investing so much in other things, and there's things as a church we want to do and we can't afford it? We haven't got any money. And I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad. We sing a song all the time. This is amazing what? This is amazing grace. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I don't feel bad. I rest in the grace of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to heaven. I'm not a citizen of heaven because somehow I've given enough money, I've taught enough scripture classes. I'm a citizen of heaven because Jesus died for me. Amen? So I'm not trying to make us feel bad. We shall be filled with a peace and joy. Romans 8 verse 1 says there's no judgment on those that are in Christ Jesus. No judgment. God's not there going, you haven't done enough, you're not good enough. In Christ Jesus, there is no judgment on me and anyone in Christ Jesus. Amen? That's good news. So I'm not trying to make you feel bad or guilt you, but what I am trying to do is get all of us, including myself, to live a life and make decisions based on the kingdom of heaven, not on the kingdom of Australia or any other kingdom. Does that make sense? So often we're living based on the culture around us and living just what's just in front of our eyes. And the Apostle Paul says, no, you're citizens of heaven. That's your real home. Let's start investing, making decisions that matter for eternity. Let's stop making all our decisions that only matter from here to here. They don't last. Our country is a beautiful country. It's not my home. It's my temporary home, and I love it. It's not my ultimate home. Amen? Let's pray, and then we'll finish with a song. Heavenly Father, we just want to again acknowledge the beautiful, wonderful place we live. And even in this world that we said the other week, it's a broken world and there's lots of problems in our nation, and we could talk about a whole lot of problems. And yet at the same time, there is so much beauty around us and so much freedom to enjoy. And so we thank you for our nation. And we pray that the church in Australia would be united in alerting people to the reign of Jesus Christ. The church would together put aside things that don't matter and focus on the things that do matter, that Jesus came and lived and died and rose again and is coming again. Help us, God, to make Jesus known. We pray for the area of Swansea. We pray for the broader area of Newcastle. And even next Thursday night, there's prayer together at the stadium in Newcastle there in one of the rooms. And the churches were going to come together and pray that Jesus would be made known in our area. We pray there'd be a great sense of unity at that prayer meeting in Newcastle on Thursday. So Lord, bless our nation. But ultimately, God, the Apostle Paul said, look forward. Look forward to where your home is in heaven and invest your life into running that race forward, investing in the things that are going to last and not wasting so much time and energy and resources in things that last for a flash and are gone. Help us to invest in what lasts forever. God, we don't want to stand before you and think that we've buried our talents in the ground. We want to stand before you and show that we've done everything we can to make Jesus known. Help us to invest in the kingdom of heaven, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So that just reminded me, there is a prayer meeting Thursday night at one of the rooms at the stadium in Newcastle. So get along. All the churches coming together. Should be a great time. 6 p.m., I think. Someone remind me. 6 p.m. And Thursday night to have all the churches around the Newcastle area praying together. Make sure you grab some Anzac biscuits and Lamingtons after church to do. We stick with that Australian theme. So go and get some Lamingtons and Anzac biscuits and have a chat with someone. Let's sing.